AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Health officials in Washington State have not been able to pin down the source of an E. coli outbreak that sickened about 40 people in the Northwest.
Washington State health officials said that they have found no source for the E. coli outbreak related to Chipotle. And they also said the chain's Pacific Northwest restaurants could reopen later this week.
AP correspondent Donna Gordon Blankenship in Seattle. On the campus of Spartanburg Methodist College in South Carolina, one person is dead, shot by a campus police officer. Sheriff spokesman Kevin Bobo says the victim was a suspect in a vehicle break-in that the officer was investigating.
He did not comply with verbal commands, tried to exit the parking lot in a hurry, struck one of the officers with his vehicle, and the officer felt in fear and defended himself.
Sound courtesy WSPA-TV. Animal rights activists are applauding SeaWorld's plans to end its orca shows at its San Diego park, but say the company should phase out its captivity of killer whales altogether. Instead of seeing Shamu doing flips and other stunts, SeaWorld will offer a different kind of orca experience starting in 2017, focusing on the animal's natural setting and behaviors. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's party, which appears headed for election victory, is accusing the government election panel of intentionally delaying results. The EU's chief election observer had this remark earlier.
The process went better than many expected beforehand. It is also true, however, that more is needed, more reforms are needed to ensure that truly genuine elections can take place in the future.
Officials say 50 flights were delayed Monday evening at Miami International Airport after authorities closed two security checkpoints to investigate a suspicious bag. This is AP Radio News. A potbelly can be a bad thing, even if you're not considered overweight. The AP's Lauren Neergaard reports on new research.
Overall, there was a greater risk of death at every level of BMI if you had a thicker waist than if you had a trimmer waist, as measured by something called a waist-to-hip ratio.
Risk increases for men if their waist circumference is larger than 40 inches and 35 inches for women. A painting sets a sales record. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports on the outcome of a bidding battle at Christie's Auction House.
Amedeo Modigliani's work, Reclining Nude, has been sold for $170.4 million, the second highest price ever at auction for artwork, behind a Picasso that sold for $179.4 million at Christie's in May.
A Roy Lichtenstein painting, not seen on the market for 20 years, set a world record for that artist. Nurse sold for $95.3 million. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.